Today, we'd like to speak about the doctrine of sanctification or holiness. The God revealed in Scripture is an infinitely holy God. His whole character is holy. He's holy in principle, and he's holy in practice. The old Puritans used to say, every attribute of God glitters with holiness. I believe that was Thomas Watson. And God's goal in sanctifying his people is to make them holy in principle and holy in practice. God's goal is not just the new birth, but his goal when he recreates sinners via the new birth is to renew them in the image of his Son. So sanctification is God's means of actualizing in forgiven sinners his original creative purpose. Sanctification is God's means of actualizing in forgiven sinners his original creative purpose. But that raises a number of questions. If we are to be transformed into his likeness and thereby restored to our original creative purpose, is sanctification entirely a work of God? Or is it partially a work of the human will? Or is it a joint effort involving both parties, God and man? And if it's true that God and the Christian are both involved in sanctification, what's the relationship between the Spirit's work and the human will? These, as you know, are critical questions for the day in which we live, and always have been. And what about the Christian who grows in grace? The indwelling, the residual sin in his life, should that discourage him? Should he learn to accept that? What is involved in the painful struggle, the holy war that goes on in the Christian? Should the Christian, the mature Christian, expect to be delivered in this present life from all sinful thoughts and impulses? And if not, should he grow to accept it that that is the case? What's the difference between a carnal Christian, so-called carnal Christian, who fails to live a sanctified life, and a backsliding Christian? And what is the function of the law in sanctification? What do we mean by saying the law is a rule of life? How can maturing Christians steer between the rock of legalism and the rock of antinomianism on the other hand? Well, you can see from these questions alone that the topic before us is a very critical one. Let's set down a kind of definition of sanctification and remove some misconceptions and move forward now on the outline. The first thing we need to say about sanctification is that it is the heart of all Christian living. Leviticus 19, verse 2, and 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16 say, "Be ye holy, because I am holy." Sanctification, or holiness, deals with the pollution of sin. It effects a renewal of our natures. That is to say, it brings about a change of direction. In sanctifying us, God does not equip us with powers or capacities that are totally different from those we possessed before, but he enables us to use the gifts he gave us in the right way, in the Godward way, rather than in sinful ways. So sanctification empowers us, and this is at the heart of the definition, I think, it empowers us to think, to will, and to love in a way that glorifies God, which means to think God's thoughts after him, as Vintil put it, and to do what is in harmony with his will. So sanctification, or holiness, is that which pleases God. It enables us to live lives that please him.